Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Filion from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. Pastor Rick Warren addressed the General Assembly of the Association of Evangelicals in Africa last week, urging African evangelical leaders to take the lead in fulfilling the global mission of the church, reports Christian Daily. He appeared via live stream as he addressed participants of the assembly in Nairobi, Kenya. Speaking from California, Warren highlighted Africa's vital importance to the future of Christianity and called on its churches to step forward in global leadership. "There are more Christians in Africa than there are people in the United States," Warren said. "Africa is now the most Christian continent on earth, with over 430 million believers. The church in Africa must lead the rest of us." As the founder of Saddleback Church, which has sent missionaries to every country in the world, Warren shared his vision for Finishing the Task, a global initiative aimed at completing the Great Commission by the church's 2000th anniversary in 2033. He noted how, over the past century, the center of Christianity has shifted from the global north to the global south. 100 years ago, 95% of all Christians lived in Europe and North America. Today, 95% live in Africa, Latin America, and Southern Asia. Warren emphasized that the future of the church can be summed up in three words: Southern, urban, and young. He added, "Half of the world is under 30 years of age. If we're going to reach the world with the gospel, we must reach young people in the global south and in the world cities." He highlighted the growing influence of African Christian leaders worldwide. The largest churches in the United Kingdom, Paris and Moscow, are all led by African pastors, he said. "You are not just the future, you are the present." A focus of Warren's message was the empowerment of local churches. He recounted how Saddleback mobilized its members to carry out the peace plan in every country. "Our goal was to prove that churches, not just mission agencies, can do this," he said. Peace, five-part approach rooted in the ministry of Jesus, proclaiming the gospel, equipping leaders, assisting the poor, caring for the sick, and educating the next generation. The model has since been adopted by thousands of churches worldwide. Warren stressed that previous efforts to fulfill the Great Commission have often failed because they were usually initiated by a few individuals from the West and rarely involved churches in the global South or local congregations. "I believe with all my heart that God has called the Church of Africa to lead. The task is urgent and Africa is ready," he said. In shocking but all too familiar news from Nigeria, Morningstar News reports that Fulani herdsmen killed 42 Christians in coordinated attacks on three villages in Taraba State in the northeast of the country in the early hours of Saturday morning. The targeted villages in Karim Lamido County were left in ruins as homes were burned and residents slaughtered. Taraba Governor Kefas Agbu condemned the attack as horrendous and unacceptable, promising to bring the attackers to justice. Police have since been deployed to the area. Dr. Tijo Kenneth Minge, a Christian leader in the region, said the attacks brought untold pain and disruption. Hundreds of survivors have reportedly fled. Though not all Fulani are extremist, a 2020 UK report cited by Morningstar News notes that some Fulani militants adopt jihadist strategies, intentionally targeting Christian communities. In the 2025 Open Doors World Watch List, Nigeria is ranked 7th among countries where Christians face the most severe persecution. Despite intense persecution, the gospel continues to advance in Nigeria. Over the last 20 years, Christianity has grown steadily, from around 40% of the population in 2001 to nearly 50% today. In raw numbers, the Christian population has risen from an estimated 60 million in 2000 to about 96 million in 2020, with projections pointing to over 155 million by 2050. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.